You're listening to the radioantenna.com.
How are you, Joanne?
Oh, no, it's not too bad at all, except for the rotten weather. Yes. But there's not a lot we can do about that, is there?
No, not really.
A lot of it about.
Okay, so tell us about the embarrassing things one of your parents or both have done.
Oh, well, until this actually happened, I had no idea that there was different degrees of embarrassment.
Mm-hmm.
But I was at a work function with some people that obviously I work with up at the Gold Coast, and my father lives near there, so he sort of came along, you know, we went out to dinner, all the rest of it. And after dinner, we thought, what are we going to do now? So we went to one of the carnivals that sets up near the beach. You know how they have them in the beachside suburbs, and they have, like, the Ferris wheels and that sort of stuff.
Sure.
Anyway, we all decided, yay, let's go on the Dodgem cars. So we all got on, which was like we're acting like a bunch of big kids, basically. And then next thing, he decides, yes, I'll get on too. And I thought, my God, he's 70. Like, you know, and he's on these Dodgem cars with us. And we thought, okay, I can live this down. They all think he's pretty cool, and I just think he's the most embarrassing thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And then it gets worse. We get into one of the big smash-em-ups.
Yes.
Dad gets involved, goes smash, shut it back at one of the other guys, and with the impact, he spat his false teeth everywhere. So we've got people getting out of Dodgem cars, trying to collect these teeth before they get mashed by the other Dodgem cars, and that's it. I'm just packing up my tent and going home. I don't want to play anymore. I've had enough.
What's your dad's name?
His name's Bill.
Hey, Bill, you're an idiot. And an embarrassment.
I mean, he thought it was funny and so did everybody else, but honestly, I just wanted the earth to just open up and swallow me. It was the worst thing I've ever had happen to me in my life.
Thanks, Joanne.
Vitch from Castle Hill.
What'd you call
him?
Vitch.
Hello, Vitch.
G'day, Vitchies. How are you?
Vitch, when is this? Oh, sorry. I suppose you get jokes about your name all the time, Vitch.
Yeah, Vitch, son of a Vitch,
yeah. Okay. Tell us about your father.
Mother,
actually. Okay.
Yeah, going to a Catholic school, you know, we had a mufti day and that, and I put on my best heavy metal gear and whatnot, and sort of trudged off to school, but Mum caught me going out the door, she said, take it off, so I changed into a decent shirt, and I got down, halfway down the bus stop and changed the t-shirts back to the heavy metal shirt.
As you do.
Yeah, and anyway, waiting for the bus, and Jesse turns up before the bus just comes up to the bus stop.
Let me see. Mein Führer?
Bloody Mother.
Yeah.
In front of the whole bus.
Oh,
makes me take off my shirt and...
Oh, no.
Yeah, I was spewing. Because I wasn't a skinny kid either, you know.
Yeah. And so you had to change your shirt in front of all your mates as well.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Oh, look good. The Daleks have landed.
Michelle has landed in Macquarie Fields.
Wow.
Hi, Michelle.
Hello.
Hi. Tell us about your embarrassing parents.
Well, I was about 17, not the legal age to go to a nightclub, but I thought, oh, well, Mum won't know.
Mm-hmm.
Sure enough, I'm in there having a really good time and Mum rocks up.
Oh, no. How did she find out? We'll never know.
She's so embarrassed she doesn't want to talk about it.
The radioantenna.com.